responsiveness to the needs of the nation and cleaning out a festering corruption. And you do not get to that point by worrying about a strong Senate versus a weak president.
Whatever statement is made, we
determine whether Dean goes or not.
That's right.
They got Linda Lovely down there, or whatever her name is today, and she's saying Gordon Liddy sent memos describing the size of the bugs to Jed Magruder or some such thing.
Barbara Harmony?
Something like that. Sally.
Yep. scratching. That's my problem.
Let me ask him to come and shoot the criminal, but that would be a pretty good thing. It's a moral statement from the violence.
Not if it only relates to the Watergate, I know.
State of Stockholm, my state covers Watergate, Segretti, and all of the general attacks that Whitebeard has made.
That would be a good
thing. We've heard my statement. It can be expanded some. If you wanted to contract. That's some self-serving stuff in it. It's complex. Nobody will understand it. Nobody will read it, except for the investigators who will read it for the purpose of trying to snag me on something, which they'll probably be able to do. Well, even in the public arena, if not legally. It's just a point you make. They hang Magruder on me, so I separate myself from Magruder. Well, can I separate myself from Magruder?
It's a point I made up there, you know.
Can't do it. I sure can't, but...
What we were talking about is if we go this route, put out statements, then it's got to be so structured that we have to be absolutely certain that after a period of 3 or 4 weeks or months, the impression is not created that what Bob said is not truthful. Even though it is truthful, because then you assure that the
Bob... Well, I have to just put out the statement will be truthful. All I can do is find something I neglected to cover.
That's right.
Or it's been raised. But I will be responsive to everything that's been raised. Okay. What you've got to do then is face the fact that you do one statement, that you've got to be prepared to do a series of statements. And I'm almost to the point where every time Woodward and Bernstein name me on something, I've got to put out a statement.
Not if you had not.
One could argue I should have done that back at the beginning.
Sure could.
And that we'd be in a lot better shape now if we had. Rather than our generalized plans.
Well, Ron, the question of what happened 6 weeks later is totally uncontrollable. Totally.
It's a factor we should take into account.
Oh, well, yeah.
I realize it's uncontrollable. I think it's predictable, but it's uncontrollable.
The first fork in the road right here is, do we send anybody to the committee or not? Within 4 months, we would have a judicial decision on whether we had to or not. And how you get from here to that, there are a lot of different scenarios, but maybe the absolute power of executive privilege would be ratified by the Supreme Court. If so, then nobody would go. Now, how does that leave the president vis-a-vis the country? I suggest that while that route is the route of the quote strong unquote president, it's a loser.
Because you think it cannot cover it.
Sure.
Well, that's the thing you have to weigh. Can we...
Ron thinks, though, that I'm trying to cover this argument. Ron thinks you don't have to be in a televised series in order to be the cover up. I mean, you're really not saying televised hearings are nothing. Ron is the same. It says televised hearings or something else.
Okay. We're dealing here in symbols, because Ron goes out every day and says, we cooperate fully and we intend to do this and that, and it doesn't get a stick.
Well, his point is that what we're talking about here, negotiating with Irwin and Niner.
I understand.
So with Irwin and Niner, Ron would say that he would like to see you work out a negotiation whereby you don't have a televised hearing. Want to try that?
Well, I'm trying to, sure. I'm in perfect position to try it. Recognizing we don't have a damn thing to say about it.
And Murray, you're not going to commit to our people tonight anyway, so...
Well, I'd like to bring this to a focus sometimes. I don't know how much longer I can kid him along, as a matter of fact. I can finesse 2 or 3 different ways and postpone it again. But
you can kid him along because they don't intend to do anything for 2 weeks anyway.
Oh, sure. But the interesting thing the staff told Garment last night was that they wanted to bring this thing to a focus as to whether or not Dean was coming. They assume everybody else is coming because they want to serve him, cite him, and get him to court. strength in your hand by saying that. That as to him.
Well, Dean. Oh, Dean?
Yeah.
Sure. He can have interrogatories.
What I'll probably end up doing.
Or he can have a question on an informal basis.
What I'll end up doing is writing the committee a letter about Dean so that we have something for the record that can go before the court as to what our position is.
But if you offer Haldeman and you don't offer Dean, we're going to have both problems.
Well, that's one way of looking at it. On the other hand, you can look at it exactly the opposite way, that you didn't have a cave because you're not sending Dean.
But you're sending him.
But you're sending him out of open-handedness.
But that's a cave.
Well,
it's a partial cave, which is all you're, what you're after is a compromise anyway.
Well,
speaks with honor.
The final Dean is the reason, Ron, that you have to stay on the inside. So there's really quite a different charge than all of them. It is true that they're charging this
to conduct the investigation himself.
No, but the way that
corruption has been rooted out, if any existed. And that's the capital, not the committee report, but the report of Mr. Justice X to the president.
That's probably likely. Whatever we do, we're going to have to do that. We'll have to have the not likely to get a minority report.
Potentially,
they're not going to have anything that's on this.
come out of this.
Somebody else separated. Won't hurt him.
Well, it is the aftermath.
What about implications? Yes.
All right, second step. We're working hard to cooperate with the
what would Dean, let's look at the aftermath. What would Dean be saying? I mean, he'd say what?
That he participated in the obstruction of justice. Is that
why? He wouldn't be saying that.
No,
he said. What would his position be then? What would his testimony be on that? I don't know what it is.
Dean go between in hush money arrangements.
See, what I'm saying, John, is not only the grand jury thing.
Near-term scenario. First of all, you've got the announcement. Then you've got the ongoing cooperation story, the arrangements and the working with the staff, and the substantial disclosures by Dean through informal means. And third, you have the decision of the president in view of the consistent leakage and the curious procedures adopted by the senatorial committee. Decision on the part of the president to convene a one-man tribunal, or whatever you want to call it, to conduct an executive branch review, not only of the investigation conducted within the executive branch, but of the investigation conducted by the Senate committee and the grand jury, and to report to the president, not now, but at the conclusion of all of these proceedings. As a kind of a topic. Now.
You say that now?
I'm inclined to think so. To kind of keep him honest.
The reason I was making a point about John is if we take that position, mm-hmm. You see, then where are we 2 weeks, 4 weeks, 6 weeks from now in an unpredictable time where someone testimony before the grand jury or the Senate committee make a charge or create such a dominant impression about Dean that this position would fall.
Well, Ron, that could happen regardless of what we do, even if we take your formula. Linda Lovelace could go in and say, John Dean raped me on the steps of the cathedral yesterday afternoon.
Yeah, but under my formula, you see, Dean issues a complete statement and is prepared to sit down with the committee to have further questions.
Even so, but nevertheless, regardless of what his statement says, and it's attested by 20 bishops, Jeb Magruder could go in 6 weeks later and through some aberration of recollection say, the evil genius behind this entire plot was John Dean, and I swear to God. Personally put the arm on it. semantic difference.
No, but he defined it as
we can take the process.
Also, you see, the reason I go back to this, John, is that if we take a firm, if we take the stand of John Dean, the man who's conducted the investigation and so forth, and we put the prestige of the presidency on this, right, and then at some point down the line, it is, even though Bob makes the good point that indeed he, put it, the word to other people, some grand jury testimony or somewhere else having been